وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and mankind. And in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard, titled A 250-Year-Old Person or a 250-Year-Old Man, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam, the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the successors of the Prophet from among his pure progeny. So we were talking about the challenges that the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had throughout his years as the leader of the community, and also his personal characteristics. And we talked about the triumphant return of the Prophet to the Mecca, and how he showed love and forgiveness, not just by words, but by actions, especially when he was the most powerful person. He forgave all those people who had killed his close relatives, like his uncle Hamza and other people. And he taught Muslims for eternity that forgiveness comes before everything else. Now, another incident that took place in the final year of the Prophet of Islam was the incident of Ghadir al-Khum. Now, the incident of Ghadir has one Shi'i aspect that in Shi'a Islam is studied, but because it's an incident in the life of the Prophet of Islam, Muslims cannot just ignore it in general. And it has a role to play for the overall ideology of Islam. Now, before the Ghadir, we should contextualize, we should put in context Ghadir. Before the Ghadir, the Prophet of Islam, he performed Hajjatul Wida, the last Hajj performed by the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that Hajj, in that pilgrimage to Mecca, the Prophet of Islam taught Muslims everything they needed about the rituals of the pilgrimage. And in Mina, in one of the ritualistic stays throughout the process of Hajj, he delivered two sermons. Okay, there is the Sermon of Mina, but the most accurate account is that he delivered two sermons in Mina, one on around the day 10th of the Hajjah, and the other after Ayyam al-Tashriq, which would be around the 13th of the Hajjah. Okay, so, and when we analyze these two sermons, we realize that it has a great political and social connotation in it. These sermons have been transmitted in both Shia and Sunni sources of hadith. So he starts talking about jihad, about the struggles in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say that the struggle against pagans continues until that everyone accepts monotheism. And this is not just a matter of like temporary matter. The struggle continues as long as there is oppression. The struggle continues as long as there are ideologies that would enslave people. Pagan ideologies are like that. Pagan ideologies are the basis for the enslavement and oppression against people. And if you remember, in one episode we said that all the oppressions and all the injustice throughout history, they originate from wrong ideologies. And when we talk about Tawheed, we want to ultimately establish justice, because everything else other than true Tawheed would enable and would justify oppression and injustice. Okay, we're gonna have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. We were talking about the sermons of Mina delivered by the Prophet, and this is For Humanity from IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to your program. Now, the topics that the Prophet covers in the Sermon of Mina, we said that one of them was the struggle. The next is the unity among Muslims, that Muslims should not engage in civil war, that the sanctity of the blood of a Muslim is emphasized there. This is a people that it was possible that they would immediately go back to their default tribal system, okay? Because I'm from this tribe, you're from that tribe, we have a fort. No. According to Islam, all Muslims are equal, and you do not have the right to start a rage war based on those things. So, about the values of the era of ignorance, era of Jahiliyyah. Now, this is a challenge that the revolutions have, that after a while, people start going backward, irtija or irtidad. They start going back to the values of the era of the pre-revolution era, okay? And for the people of Arabian Peninsula, it was very possible that this short time, although the Prophet spent a lot of energy and time educating people, teaching them about the values of Islam and everything, still it was possible that they forget. If you have been trained and raised in an environment for 40 years and those habits and customs and values that have persisted over centuries, right? So it's very difficult to change them in a matter of 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. So that's why the Prophet would always leave a mark that you should not go back. You should not. And the values of the era of Jahiliyyah are all under my feet. The values based on, I don't know, tribal affiliation, about the financial positions of people and everything. أَلَا وَكُلُّ مَأْثَرَةٍ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْ هَاتَيْنِ. Anything remaining from the era of Jahiliyyah are under my feet. They have no value. Now we have set a new system of value in Islam, which is based on piety, which is based on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those privileges, those things that you thought if you're born in this tribe, you have privileges. And in our time, you would say sometimes these things exist. Like, for example, if you're from that nation, by default, people respect you more. If you're from that, I don't know, community, you have more chances of having a job. If you're, no, all of these are wrong. All of these are new forms of Jahiliyyah and the era of ignorance, tribal affiliations or tribal mentality in a different form, in the name of nationalism or in the name of other things. People should only be valued based on their performance, based on things that is under their control, not the things that are out of their control. Okay, so this is just some of the topics covered in the Sermon of Mina. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to cover other topics that the Prophet ﷺ talks about in the Sermon of Mina. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all.